99.1 FM Talk.
And 92.3 FM.
This is Talk Radio. The original social media.
It is so nice and so strange to be looking at you while I'm doing this.
I wasn't sure I was going to enjoy this today, but...
I thought you'd be putting curtains up here so you didn't have to look at my face.
No. I won't go that far.
I'm in Carson City today at the Carson City Studios. This is like a palace here. My gosh, now I see where the money goes.
What? Huh? Well, that's true. It doesn't go to salaries, does it?
No. I'll take my keys away if I keep that up. Hi, folks. I'm John Potter. And this is Live and Local every Saturday between 9 and noon. It's an interesting time. I don't know what do you call the time period we're in? Hollow Thanksmas, I think. That's what the stores all look like now. Brought you a bag of apples, Craig, from our tree. Apples are delicious, but they're dangerous. Look at Eve, Snow White, or any pig in a luau. And let me be the one of the first to say this morning, happy Veterans Day today. With love, respect, and admiration, we owe you a great deal, veterans, for your brave and selfless military service. This is my favorite day, actually, to scroll through on Facebook and to see all the people. Pictures of the people in their uniforms. That's the thing about Veterans Day. I love to see that. We have the Veterans Day Parade today, which is at downtown Reno. Starts at 11:30 and goes to about 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
The whole event starts at 11:11.
Right, yeah, 11:11.
On the 11th of the 11th month.
There you go. Very cool.
And did you know that this is... One of two federal holidays that are actually celebrated on the day, and that even if it lands on a weekend, it's not like the government, U.S. government didn't have yesterday off. It
is confusing. Okay, well, the schools did.
Right, schools, city offices closed.
Right.
Reno, Carson, and others. Uh-huh. But yeah, as far as, it's one of the only two. I think this and 4th of July are the only two that are actually celebrated on the day that they're on.
Yeah, I was surprised the schools. Now, all area DMV offices are closed today for Veterans Day, but they were also closed yesterday, for Veterans Day. So closed 2 days for Veterans Day at the DMV. That's for the veterans out there having a hard time, like many of us, getting business done at the DMV. 2 days closed at the DMV. Sorry, I don't think it's right. But veterans, there are great, well-deserved deals out there for you today. Like they have the free stack of pancakes from now to 7 p.m. at our area IHOPs. The Veterans Day special at Denny's, the free Grand Slam. Well, that was yesterday. So a little bit more confusion right there. If you know of any other Veterans Day deals and specials for those who served, I'd be grateful for your call so we can let our veterans know at 884-9910. So glad speaking of Denny's, so glad the Denny's on Wells and especially Plum are 24 hours again. Plum, I know this, closes at 10 o'clock Sunday and Monday nights, but otherwise it's open around the clock. And I really enjoy getting to that one at Dark 100 hours. And I got to tell you, yesterday at sunrise time, the guy two booths over at Denny's ordered over hard eggs and rye toast. Over hard eggs. What a savage. It was a young guy seemingly saying otherwise. I wanted to go over and make sure he was okay. What is going on in America? I've never heard. And here I am, 69 years old. Never heard of over hard eggs. I prefer, what do you have for breakfast? Let me ask you, what do you have for breakfast, Craig? I mean, what's around here in Carson City for you?
When I have breakfast.
Are you a Heidi's guy?
I like Heidi's.
Good Egg Benedicts.
I've never really been a fan of Eggs Benedict. My fast, quick on the way to work is I think we talked about this when we were talking about the chicken sandwiches. The Burger King up here on North Carson Street get their ham, egg, and cheese croissant and a couple orange juices. And that's my morning drive in here.
That's the Craig regular, huh?
Yep, that's it.
I have to have sourdough for breakfast, but rye toast, like that guy said, wanted, is fine. You can't find rye bread anywhere, by the way, lately. But I have to say, over hard eggs are an abomination.
And that's no yolk.
unless there's a sandwich involved. Anyway, so I got an email about my discussion on considering getting security cameras at home. We had a call last Saturday from somebody who had a certain Ring camera that not only recorded intruders, but it also had two big LED floodlights go on, and you could shout to them from your phone on this contraption with the lights, the Ring camera, too. So the email I got from Michael says he has a security camera. Didn't mention the brand, but this thing, if it spots an intruder, it has a siren. A siren goes off. I'm waiting for one that shoots darts, personally, so I'm holding off.
Yeah, the poison tip darts. Right. Knock them out. Not kill them, but, you know, chloroform them.
News from the Potter household. This week, I bought a new phone protective case for my new phone. By the way, is there really any reason why these plastic phone cases have to cost $49.99. Anyway, I brought the protective case home. I opened a package. Of course, no instructions. You actually wouldn't think that you need instructions to put these cases on. But when you're struggling just to get the one corner on, you wonder if you're doing something wrong putting this case on. This is not just this case. This is every protective case for a phone I've bought. And after 7 minutes of struggling and the fingerprints are all over the glass, you should have, you know, I mean, then you find out the plexiglass protective screen should have gone in first, you know. But you put the case on. And
so then you
got
to take
that.
It apart.
Now the instructions, they would have reminded me. But the new phone itself came with no instructions. The phone itself doesn't have an instruction brochure, not even a quick, short reference guide. Because you know what, folks? They are just too cool to do that, right? Instruction sheets, they are just so boomer.
Just Google it.
They're... No, many of us boomers, we go back to the cell phone store. We have the young folks help us out while they roll their eyes. That's what we do. Okay, back to Veterans Day today. The one thing I think, and I was thinking about this as I was coming into Carson City. And by the way, I really was looking forward to coming to Carson City. I will admit that the real reason is my wife wanted to go shopping at the Greenhouse Garden Center today. They have their open house going on. That's the reason I'm here. It's not my... But I love this town. You know, I said that to Kathy as we were coming down off the highway, and Carson City comes into view, and I you know what? I said, you know what? I love this town. I really do. I tell the story many times over about how in the 70s, if you were driving from Reno to Carson City at night, once you got past Moana or Longley, once you got past there, it was all pitch black and there was no light in Carson City until you got downtown. It's hard to picture, but all those buildings and shops and everything that are north of Carson City, they did not exist in the 70s. You'll notice they're all new buildings, the 7-Elevens, the Denny's, everything. And so there was no light till you got to downtown. Once you got out of downtown, it was pitch black again, going from Carson City to Minden-Gardnerville. Now you can drive at night and see lights all the way from my house in Reno all the way to Minden-Gardnerville. Anyway, we'll get back to that later. But I want to say Veterans Day today. I was thinking about it. I think one thing we need to do is also recognize that there are a lot of 32-year-old or even 22-year-old veterans and 42-year-old veterans, and I think we need to incorporate and recognize the ones that most recently rendered service, those that got out not that long ago. I'm grateful for the gratitude shown to the older generation of veterans, but there are a lot of people, even in their 20s and 30s, who deserve that slap in the back and the handshake as well. All the vets I know, the day really does mean a lot to them. The recognition of their service, seeing the people who support you and what you've done for our country, it means a lot. And I'm so grateful to schools and organizations like Scouts that salute Veterans Day. I don't know what the schools did. I was a little surprised to see the Washoe County Public Schools were closed on Friday. That would have been a nice day to really kind of have a theme of Veterans Day for the students to instill a little bit of patriotism. You see, I'm a little crabby because the schools take, what, 1 or 2 days off, and of course a DMV takes 2 days off, and I don't think in the DMV's case it's to serve the veterans by closing for 2 days. Maybe I'm strange. Our phone number is 884-9910. Open topic until we get into this one topic today. Somebody was writing a Reddit post about, hey, I'm thinking of moving to Reno. What are the pros and the cons? You wouldn't believe what people had to say about our town. Some of them made a point. Some I have to contest. And also on the Carson City Reddit, somebody asked the same thing. So we're going to get into the pros and cons of living in this area. And I have to ask the folks listening, how did you choose Reno or Carson City as the place that you wanted to live? How did you decide to do it? Now, Craig and I, we don't remember because we're old and we were here back in the 70s, right? You were here 60s, I think, weren't
you? Yeah, my mom says I came kicking and screaming when we moved up here. And what else could you do when you're a 6 month old when you move up?
And you young people, we're not talking 1860s, okay? So, hey, we got two lines lit up. Okay, good. We'll get to the phones after the break. I'm John Potter on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. FM News Talk time is 9:18.
Live streaming at 991FMTalk.com.
The FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada, 99.1.
And 92.3 FM.
Hey, friends. John Potter back with you live and local to my best friend, a retired Marine. Happy 248th birthday of that superb fighting force. And God bless our service veterans yesterday and today and your families on this Veterans Day. Let's go to the phones, 884-9910. Scott calling from Carson City. Hey, Scott. Glad you joined us.
Thank you, John. I'm on my car phone, so can you hear me all right?
Oh, fine.
Okay, great. I'm actually headed to the cemetery to honor a couple of vet friends of mine. You need to drive up to the Carson City Middle School and see what the middle school does for the veterans. They have about a half acre area, an open grassy area out in front of the school. And it is completely covered, not covered flat, but covered up and down with pictures of Carson City vets. And they're all on posts, and they're all stuck in the ground, and they do that every year. I can't tell you how many there are there. I'm going to guess 200 or more. I don't know. The whole area is covered. And that's what Carson City Middle School does. I don't know who's behind it. I don't know who's in charge of it. But I know it's a sight to be seen for anyone who is honoring vets. Excuse me.
That is outstanding, sir. And you could still see it today, Carson City Middle School?
Oh, yes. Yeah. If you drive up King Street, that's one of the main east-west routes of Carson City. And some beautiful trees up there, too, mm-hmm. by the way. But if you drive up there, you'll see it. You can't miss it. It's out in front of the school.
You know, I remember back in the day when I was in school around this time, if it was like a Veterans Day that weekend or so, the school would have a veteran from back then. We had World War II veterans who were able to come to the school and talk to us in class. Or we had a little lunch where we saluted like five veterans who came out to our school. That I would love to see again. Of course, now I'm just assuming that not a whole lot of that was done in the Washoe County Public Schools that I know of. If they did that, I would be gratified to hear that at 884-9910. Scott, I really appreciate the call. Thanks. And you know what? To do the Veterans Day salute at schools, that's not a rah-rah America thing. It's teaching the values of a society. That's an important part, I think, of public education. It's an extremely important part of upbringing. You know, for adults, we have the American Legion, and we have church, and we have Kiwanis that teach and encourage patriotism and love of country. And I believe that patriotism and love of country is an important glue that can help our society, right? But if we share something in common like that, we'll always be on the same team. You know, in World War II, 17% of the entire population ended up in uniform fighting to defend America and the concept of freedom. And those people, 17% of a nation this large, were from all over with every perspective, every type of person you could imagine. And they were, at the same time, intensely different. And they were intensely united because they had this in common, that we are Americans. And I think that those who would weaken our country today, they know how to attack that concept. And that's why they tell us our history is tainted. That's why they tell us that we need to tear down our statues. And that's why they focus on the foibles and the failings of our of the founders. They want to take from us that great cement which has held this country together through its horrendous ordeals and trials. And let's not let them. Let's love our country. Let's love each other. Let's respect those who have served, and let's always support those who are serving now. I think of that Army slogan from a long time ago, that be all you can be. That's not just for people who get up at 5 a.m. to do push-ups. Be all that you can be applies to all, whoever you are in whatever your situation is. And you ought to say to yourself every now and then, am I being all that I can be? You push yourself. And the more you achieve, the more useful you become. And God bless everyone who's ever sworn the oath and earned the right to wear the uniform. The fight for freedom is his fight, and America's defenders work for him. Forgive me for getting on the religious track there, but no, I'm proud to say it. Our phone number is 884-9910 is the number. I'm John Potter. We have a little time till Fox News on the half hour. Want to bring up a new Reno Reddit post that asks, what are the cons of living in Reno? Possible relocation for work. This person is like a doctor and wants to come to Reno. Oh, man, we need doctors, right? Well, here are some of the answers from the people on this question on the Reno Reddit. Just got back from Maui, and gas was cheaper there than here. Have you heard that before? That is actually true. Somebody I know just came back from Hawaii, and they said that the gas in Hawaii is cheaper than Reno. But you know what? One reason is a lot of people don't know this, but Hawaii has its own refinery and doesn't depend on California's messed up system where they, you know, have to add this and that to the gas and it's expensive from California. Somebody else wrote, there's an international airport, but the only international place you can go on a direct flight is to Guadalajara, Mexico. There are also very limited direct flights to the Midwest and Eastern U.S. Our airport still has a long way to go compared to a larger city. Well, okay, but we're not a larger city. I think we have a good airport for the size we are. You know what? It's a hassle, though, because if you go out east, you got to lay over, usually. That's the time zone's problem. That's not the airport's problem. Okay, let's see here. See another comment. Okay, here's one. If you want to leave in the winter, good luck. There are often delays because of the weather coming over the mountains. He's talking about driving. Well, yeah, nothing we can do about that. Okay, this one was repeated a lot. The cost of housing continues to be in a realm that does not reflect the day-to-day working class. You know, you can't control how many Californians move here. Many retirees selling their homes for millions, and they're buying up here, and that drives up demand. Somebody mentions again, sprawl continues, and if you live in the North Valleys or work east of Sparks toward USA Parkway, expect to sit in your car during commutes because of bottlenecks. Yes, again, too many have moved here. Reno's one of the fastest growing in the nation, has been for, what, over 10 years, I think. The fire smoke, it can completely kill any summertime outdoor activities. California again. their lack of forest growth control. Somebody said the wind. All right. Okay, so that's a legit one right there. But the wind keeps our air clean, you know, and during the summer, it cools the valleys at night after hot days. Plus, we have wind. I don't know if you knew this. We have wind because Utah sucks and California blows. People don't know that. See, this is why I do the show in Reno, so I don't get the looks I get from you, Craig, like I'm getting right now.
Is it too late to go out and get the curtains?
I remember those looks at Channel 2. I'm used to it. Phone number 884-9910. So anyway, what are the pros and cons of living in Reno? And Carson City, I'm going to get to you because somebody on the Carson Reddit asked the same thing. So what's your take? 884-9910. Maybe we'll fix stuff. Give us a call. We're going to break for Fox News. I'll be right back. I'm John Potter on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk Time 930.
Audience participation suggested. KKFT is Nevada's Fox News FM Talk Station, 99.1
and 92.3 FM.
Hello. Happy Saturday. Happy Veterans Day to you. John Potter, live and local. Broadcasting this morning from our studios in Carson City. Let's go to the phones, 884-9910. Doug is calling on the pros and cons of Reno. Hot topic on Reddit. Doug, I'm glad you called.
Aloha. Good morning. How are you, John?
It's a good one, sir.
It's beautiful out up here. I'm up in Lake Tahoe right now. I'm just curious. I always, you know, you look at, they're talking about global warming and climate change. So why in the hell is there so much growth, especially in Tahoe? I was blown away by all the apartments that were put up in the last year. And then when you start overdeveloping Carson and Reno, it's just the infrastructure, it probably isn't there. Mm-hmm. Up here in Tahoe, the traffic is horrendous when I come back here, which I'm only here part of the year now. It just, I thought we were worried about global warming and climate change. So if you start bringing in more people, then you got more development, more infrastructure going on. I thought we were going to try and preserve and make the stop this climate change. And now you're bringing more people into the United States, especially. Now you're burning more fossil fuels. Come on. And unfortunately, you know, the liberals, they say one thing and then they do another. But I guess both sides of the government will do that.
So. You know, it's a funny thing because I usually get to Tahoe 3 or 4 times a year. And I've been missing, I think, what, the last 2 years, Kathy? I think it's been a while. Now, what I'm hearing, tell me if this is true, that it the Californians just stream in there on the weekends. And if you're not there at 9 o'clock in the morning in Tahoe, you're not going to get to the beaches or here or there or anywhere. I hear it's really mushroomed in terms of all the people that are visiting, not the people who live there so much. But
I hear it from the Nevada side because you got a lot more people in the like Reno, Carson Valley that come up. But El Dorado Hill, I don't know if you've driven through there. You know, now they're a little over an hour away. And it what used to be just rolling, like, grazing land for cows, is just thousands of homes. And a lot of these homes are between 3,000 to 5,000 square feet. And then I find out, you know, there's really not much water down there. So, and it just keeps developing more and more. And like I said, it's the more you develop, then you're going to have more if you believe in global warming and climate change that's man-made. Then what the heck are they doing? It just, it blows me away. But then again, it is greed. And, you know, you got developers that are pushing. Now that's how, like Gavin Newsom, he has no bid contracts for whether it's to deal with the homeless or development stuff from his cronies that give money to his campaign.
Now, Doug, do you live there, Doug, or are you visiting in Tahoe?
I've been in Lake Tahoe since 1984, but right now I spend most of the time in a different state. I live in the land of endless summers now.
You know, there are great parts of Tahoe that are still old Tahoe that are unchanged. I'm thinking Tahoma with the little funky motels where you can rent a little cabin and you got the sign saying watch out for the bears and things like that, like it used to be before the concrete came down. Tahoma's very nice. You know, to get out there.
I'm in South South Shore right now.
South Shore, yeah, that's where the crowds are. Well, my solution, if you just moved here, solution for Tahoe, avoid the crowds by going outside to summer, go when the kids are in school, and before or after ski season, and you just might get somewhere there.
Oh, yeah. Right now, it's beautiful over there.
And I love South Shore. I think the service in restaurants, hotels, the service is superb. You know, a lot of cities could take lessons from the good service I get there when I'm at South Shore. Doug, I appreciate your call. Have a safe drive, my friend. Take care.
Thank you very much.
All right, so back to pros and cons of Reno here, according to the folks on Reddit. Somebody saying, prices are high here for bad food. Good restaurants are few and far between here. I highly disagree. Highly. There are some fantastic restaurants here if you know where to go. Prices are high, though. If you go out of town, even in California, you're a little surprised how cheaper things are in some cities. And I think that comes down to the basic principle. As competition goes up, the prices go down. Here's a con of Reno. Dealing with the playa crowds once a year. Okay. Certain services like the DMV or good contractors have quite the waiting list. Can take a month to get a DMV appointment.
Oh, yes.
Now, here's something interesting. Somebody writes, Reno, and I guess they've been around other places. Reno is a right-hand turn town. There are lots of medians preventing left-hand turns. Yeah, that is a hassle, you turning around medians to get somewhere, but I thought that was the setup everywhere. Isn't it? Isn't every place, don't they have those medians? But if they don't, that's great. I don't like them. Here's another one. No state income tax, but we make up for it with a ton of regressive taxes. Yes, and I remember when we were referred to as a low-tax state, but since then, too many other taxes
and fees. The talk of Northern Nevada. Changed that.
You're playing with the controls there, Greg. Agreed on that one. Here's somebody. You can only ski on weekdays because Bay Area traffic won't even let you access the mountain past 9 a.m. Okay, that's where I heard about the crowds getting insane on weekends now. Is that true, folks? Here's one. Every time I go past a casino or concert venue, I end up saying, I didn't know that comedian was still alive. Or that band was still together. Yeah, well, what's wrong with that? Comics and music were better in the day. here's one. Tweakers will steal your stuff if it's outside, locked or not. That's everywhere, okay? Another one. When it snows, they never plow the side streets. Sometimes it snows a lot. Yeah, it does, but you know what? It's just not enough to maintain a big fleet of snowplows. We have a very limited number of snowplows compared to Tahoe or like the Pacific Northwest because we only average less than 2 feet a year of snow in Reno.
And what they do first is they do the main arteries. Right. Then they will work themselves into the side streets, but they have, you know, like Arlington would be a main artery, Virginia Street, Plumas,
yes.
The north-south. And there's a reason for their madness.
Right. Well, they do the main arteries, Craig, and they also, of course, do the streets where the Reno Council people live. That's a given. All right, let's go to Bruce. I'm just making that up. Bruce in Virginia City. Hey, Bruce, thanks for calling in. I appreciate your call.
Hey, John. Yeah, nice to talk to you. Always enjoyed you on the TV. But anyway, reminder, there's a Veterans Day parade in Virginia City today at 11 o'clock as well.
Yes.
And it's always well attended and a great parade.
Yes. I made a mental note to mention the Virginia City Parade too. But you know me and mental notes, they get lost.
Yeah, I can relate to that.
So for those,
I recall years and years ago when the city of Reno said they didn't have any money to have a Veterans Day Parade, Virginia City stepped up and we had a couple of huge ones. And then Reno realized they were missing the boat, so they started doing it again too. But they're both good, I'm sure.
Yeah, you have to show the city of Reno sometimes how to do things. That's true. Bruce, for those who have never seen the Virginia City Veterans Day Parade, what's it like there? And folks, you have time to get out there because it starts at 11. But what's their parade like there, Bruce?
Oh, it's it's often almost an hour long. There's car clubs, there's veterans groups, there's the Comstock reenactors. It's a good parade, and it's a beautiful day up here. It's a little cloudy, but it's nice and warm. It should be a good day.
All right, and bring some snacks to feed the donkeys.
Yeah, there you go. Well, there's horses all over town, that's for sure.
And the horses, well, yeah, horses too. How, you know, we horses were just talking, Kathy and I, about going to Virginia City after this show in Carson because we can take the College Parkway route, which I've never really taken before, the 50 route.
Oh, yeah.
Take
it. Come on up.
All right.
It's a nice day.
Has Virginia City changed much? Has anything closed or opened or something new?
No, everything seems to be pretty well open. I don't know that the trains run them this late in the year, but no, everything's open. And they're ready for business. I've lived here all my life, so it's good.
God bless Virginia City. All right. Thank you, my friend. Take care. All right. Back to folks who are critiquing Reno on Reddit. Your skin and hair will be perpetually dry. Oh, my gosh. Go get a water bottle and some sunblock, you people. Your out-of-town friends will be like, I'm coming to Vegas next week. We should have lunch.
Yeah, if I leave at 3 o'clock in the morning, I can meet you. What do you mean? We're 7.5 hours away from Vegas? We can drive to San Francisco twice?
I still run into people who think that, you know, who are flying into Vegas. Oh, hey, if I have time, let's meet for lunch. Okay, so let's take a break. 884-9910. I'm John Potter. Kind of open topic. Little salute to Veterans Day. If you have one, I'd be gratified if you called. But we're talking about the pros and cons of living in Reno so far. And we're going to get to the Carson City subject that was brought up on the Carson City Reddit. Yeah, Carson City has a Reddit. 884-9910. I'm John Potter on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
Fox News and live FM Talk Radio. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. And live right now with your calls.
The Weekend on News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM.
You know, I have a sign on my front yard. It says free leaves, end of season clearance. And brace yourself, folks. Soon the era of the pumpkin will fall when the northern winds whisper peppermint everything. Actually, winter, call it minter. Gosh, how fast it all got here, too. I'm John Potter, phone number 884-9910. Back to the Reddit poll of what are the cons of Reno? What are the negatives? Which I'm dispelling each one here. Here's one that says, the legal cannabis market is not diverse and competitive like California. Well, this is Reddit, folks. I can't answer that one. I don't partake. Get this one. Winter is unappealing if you're not into skiing or snowboarding.
Then why'd you move here in the first place?
Winter is unappealing? What the heck? Parking downtown is annoying. No, it's not. It's easy and cheap. I don't know any other downtown that has garages of free parking like we get from the casinos. Here's somebody here. An oddly low number of streetlights. Yes, that I can agree with. And I'm kind of surprised somebody else noticed that. I'm surprised how many residential streets are pitch black, including kind of my own. So I get you there. And another thing, too, I was surprised when I came here in the 70s how sidewalks were not like a given on every single street. We're not like on every neighborhood street, everywhere I came from. You couldn't have a street without a sidewalk.
City of Reno requires a sidewalk. Washoe County doesn't. So when you're driving through Reno and you see a sidewalk, a place where there's not a sidewalk, that has not actually been annexed to the city of Reno. It's still Washoe County.
Well,
even in the middle of, like on Lakeside Drive, Lakeside and Plumas, between Plumas and, Moana, between Plumas and Lakeside, right? That south whole south side, you know, I mean, that's Washoe County.
I think there are some spots in Reno without sidewalks, and I think those were like old streets where they kind of grandfathered that we'll do what we want with our front lawn, and the rule about Reno having sidewalks came later. But many times, you know, I'm a big walker. I always end up walking out into the street with, you know, the car folk.
Otherwise, you'll get that, get off my lawn!
Yeah, right. Now, I really did not mean to gripe at all about Reno. I just thought this, you know, this poll was funny. Yeah. There were 58 negative comments about Reno. It's ridiculous. And I you have to laugh at some of these, really. Yeah. The winter is unappealing.
Yeah. We did get a text, and it says pros and cons about living in Reno from Gail. Some of the people who move here get away from California want to bring California with them and force it on long-term residents.
And then they don't like it.
Right, who have worked hard to make and keep Reno a wonderful place to live or visit. She says she's been around in Reno since she was a toddler, moving back and forth to other states, but moved back here permanently in 1970. Misses the older, kinder days that include common sense and local government being run in the black instead of the red.
Oh, God bless you. What happened to common sense? Yes. What happened to the golden rule? Let's get back to these ridiculous complaints here. No IKEA and no computer megastore like Fry's in Reno. Oh, I think you'll survive.
You know what leads that?
What?
Is population. You have to, for both of those companies, you have to have a certain population. Otherwise,
yes,
it's not feasible.
It's like the airport thing. People expect all this kind of stuff, but like the big cities have. We're not a big city. We're not. Maybe might be soon if you people keep coming. Oh, here's a gem. Craig, you'll love this. Well, we're really mini Vegas with more neck tattoos. What a way to describe your own town. Jeez. Why, if you hate it so much, why are you here? Next. Okay, you can't plan a road trip to the Bay Area between September and April. There will definitely be a blizzard on the exact day you want to leave. What did they say about Reddit? If you want negative, you come to the right place. Here's another negative about Reno. John Potter's now on the radio. Now, hey, I'm kidding. Here's a good one. A con of Reno. Since we moved here, my husband now bikes and skis too much. My con about Reno, I do have one. Being close to California does mean you can easily catch cooties. That's been proven. And the rest of the cons are somebody who calls our traffic insane. If by traffic you mean getting stuck at the red lights between Target and Costco, yes, the traffic is insane. A lot of comments on the high rent, though I was just told that it's cheaper, actually, to live in Reno than it is now in the Eastern Sierra, like Mammoth Lakes and Bishop and Lone Pine, even in the rural areas of California. I hear the rent is pushing above $2,000 a month for apartments there in the little towns of Northern California. The What Are the Cons of Reno was posted by a physician looking to move here. They write, I will be a resident physician, so wherever I work will be minimum 3 years, maybe more. So, folks, it drives me nuts that here in Reno, where we have a long wait to get a doctor to see us, where some specialists are booked for months, where we have an obvious shortage of doctors and nurses, and we really need more to move here for the betterment of everybody living here. We have these Reno Reddit members doing all they can to torpedo the very town that they live in. And people complain they're having a hard time finding a doctor? You're part of the problem going on the internet and trashing Reno.
Well, and I got to say really quick before we go to this break that Fry's went out of business.
Oh, in Sacramento?
No, out of business.
Oh.
Yes.
So there.
They're gone. They're history.
Yeah. Well, I got Best Buy. You better be happy with it. I'm John Potter. Going to break for Fox News. We'll be back. See you then.